Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Like Muhammad from IRB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to talk about different aspects of the life of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to take lessons and follow him as a perfect role model for all Muslims. Well, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is seen as a messenger of all mankind, it is surely befitting that the believers need to follow his lead in all matters, and this includes environmental advocacy as well. Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us to be kind towards everything, big and small, and even saplings that seem insignificant in the human eye deserve the best attention from believers. From all accounts of his life and deeds, we read that the Holy Prophet ﷺ had a profound respect for fauna and flora, as well as an almost connection to the four elements, water, fire, and air. The idea of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ as a pioneer of environmentalism will initially strike many as strange. Indeed, the term environment and related concepts like ecology, environmental awareness, and sustainability are modern-day inventions, terms that were formulated in the face of the growing concerns about the contemporary state of natural world around us. In fact, the Holy Prophet ﷺ talked about planting trees as a great deed to savor, as trees that grow provide abundance of benefits for others, such as fruit and food and even shade. He said, if the hour and the day of resurrection is about to be established and one of you was holding a palm shoot, let him take advantage of even 1 second before the hour is established to plant it. Imagine the rewards of planting a tree just before the Day of Judgment and then multiply it by the great rewards if we were to plant it in this present day and it outlived us for decades. It's a charity that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised that will be added to good deeds. What a great way to reap rewards. If a Muslim plants a tree or sow seeds and then a bird or a person or an animal eats from it, it is regarded as a charitable gift or sadaqah for him. This was said by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, now let's go for a short break and we will be back very soon. Welcome back to your audience. You are listening to Like Muhammad from IRB English Radio, and we are talking about the way our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to treat the nature. Well, conserving the environment was so important to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he sternly warned his followers of dirtying shaded places. You know, personal hygiene was very important for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he wanted to ensure that Muslims also pursued the same amount of consciousness when keeping clean, and especially keeping the environment clean, as this would affect their Muslim brothers and sisters in vicinity. He used to say, removing harmful things from the road is an act of charity. This alone is a great reminder to keep that the environment in an orderly manner as one that is haphazard could lead to harm upon others. However, even with the importance of cleanliness of the environment and personal hygiene, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned sternly against excessiveness and wastage. One companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Sa'd was performing ablution by a river and seemed to be wasting water. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam questioned his action and reminded that even ablution could lead to wastage, even if it was by a flowing river. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also big on recycling. You know, he was a strong proponent of the sustainable use and cultivation of land and water, proper treatment of animals, plants and birds, and the equal rights of users. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam believed that the universe and the creations in it, animals, plants, water, land, etc., were not created for mankind. Man is allowed to use the resources, but he can never own them. Thus, while Islam allows land ownership, it has limitations. An owner can, for example, only own land if he uses it. Once he ceases to use it, he has to part with his possession. The Prophet ﷺ recognized man's responsibility to God, but always maintained humility. He said, when doomsday comes, if someone has a palm shoot in his hand, he should plant it, suggesting that even when all hope is lost for mankind, one should sustain nature's growth. He believed that nature remains a good in itself, even if man does not benefit from it. And similarly, he incited believers to share the earth's resources. He said, no one can refuse surplus water without sinning against Allah and against man. Okay, now let's go for a short recess and we will be back very soon.
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك
Welcome back to your audience. You are listening to Like Muhammad and we are talking about the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the nature. You know, the Prophet's attitude towards sustainable use of land, conservation of water and the treatment of animal is a further illustration of the humility of his environmental philosophy. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw earth as subservient to man, but recognized that it should not be overexploited or abused, and that it had rights, like the trees and wildlife living on it. In order to protect land, forest, and wildlife, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam created inviolable zones known as Hayma and Haram, in which resources were to be left untouched. Both are still in use today. Haram areas are often drawn up around wells and water sources to protect the groundwater table from overpumping. And Hayma applies particularly to the wildlife and forestry and usually designates an area of land where grazing and wood cutting are restricted or where certain animal species are protected. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not only encouraged the sustainable use of fertile lands, he also told his followers to the benefits of making unused land productive. Planting a tree, sowing a seed, and sowing in a dry land were all regarded as charitable. And he said, whoever brings dead land to life, that is, cultivates wasteland, for him is a reward therein. So anyone who sees a plant becomes its rightful owner. You know, it is impossible to do justice to the full scope and significance of Prophet Muhammad's environmental philosophy in this short episode. However, the great lesson for us is to follow him in practice and be kind as much as we can to our environment. Okay, dear listeners, seems that we have no more time for this episode. I really hope that you have enjoyed this one. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad.